All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Nay.
In a 4-1 vote Tuesday evening, the Saratoga Springs City Council approved a measure that would make lying or sitting on the sidewalk punishable by a fine between $50 and $100 and/or community service. Subsequent violations in a 24-hour period could increase fines and possibly lead to jail time. Appearance tickets would only be issued after a verbal or written warning. The measure, introduced by Public Safety Commissioner Chris Mathiesen, comes after months of discussions surrounding the presence of vagrants panhandling in the city's downtown. At the meeting, Mathiesen said the measure was not designed to target any specific groups.
And I do think it's so important to understand that this is simply dealing with obstructions on sidewalks. We need to remember that there are liabilities that people are tripping over a person sitting on a sidewalk for the city, possibly.
Mathiesen suggested the ordinance would also be helpful to promote safety near the Saratoga Racecourse during the busy summer season. But during a prior public hearing, opinions varied on the measure, which many perceive as a strategy to remove vagrants from the city's downtown.
Hi, my name is Tay Trelli. I lived in Saratoga County my whole life. Growing up, I was homeless probably about half my life, in and out of my childhood. And I just imagine telling a kid that it's illegal to be homeless. You can't sit on the street. Because I know that they wouldn't enforce that for a child. So why would you enforce it for an adult that has that same issue?
I'm Dave Bronner, a resident of the city of Saratoga Springs. And yes, we need to address the homeless problem. I agree with that 100%, and I think we can do that. But we also need to take care and ensure that do everything we can to keep and absolutely minimize vagrancy on our streets and people aggressively panhandling our residents and our visitors to this city. Sooner or later, something is going to happen.
As heard in several recent meetings, many city residents believe the community could use more support services to bring those with mental illness or other special needs off the streets and back into society. Supporting the measure and addressing some of its criticism, Commissioner of Public Works Anthony Skip Scirocco said the ordinance could be a tool for the city.
I don't think this is going to lead to a lot of arrests. I think what it's going to lead to is, and hopefully, maybe some of these people that need some help, get them the help they need.
With the measure's passage, Mayor Joanne Yepsen was the lone dissenting voice.
It's too harsh for me to be able to support.
For WAMC News, I'm Southern Adirondack Bureau Chief Lucas Willard.